Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the big story was an agreement between the Democrats in the White House and the USMCA, so now the floor vote needs to take place in the House. I talked with North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong to find out details of when that might happen. Congressman Armstrong, we finally, I think, have gotten to the point of getting something done with USMCA. The announcement kind of leaked last night. We heard the Democrats come out this morning and claim pretty much everything was them. But are we finally done with the USMCA?
Well, I'll tell you, we're done with USMCA when it gets signed by both the House and the Senate. You and I have talked about this a lot, but this is exciting news. I've said before, this could have been done 6 months ago. The Democrats required very minor changes. They got some cover from the labor unions and the National Farmers Union. So that part's frustrating, but this is an absolute win for the United States. It's a win for North Dakota. It's a win for President Trump. And more importantly, it will take us into the future with our two closest trading partners.
Have you had a chance to see the final version of everything that's been changed yet?
I haven't. And I don't think it's any secret that they're announcing it the same day as they're announcing the articles of impeachment. Obviously, you know that I'm on the committees of jurisdiction for that. So we've been a little tied up the last 7 to 10 days, but we'll get an opportunity to look at it. But my understanding is they are very minor changes to Mexico's labor law. So we will see we'll see what the final changes are. But I think I've said this before, in these huge trade agreements, if you look hard enough, there's always going to be something you don't like. So you have to be able to look at it and realize just the overall benefit it is to the North Dakota economy.
So timeline to get this done, is this something that can get voted on by both chambers before the end of the year?
I don't know about the Senate, but I do know this. My guess is they're going to not only USMCA, but National Defense Authorization Act, and also funding, you know, the government. They're probably going to want to move before they have the floor vote on the articles of impeachment because of the status that gets when it gets over to the Senate. The clock's working against them, which is good for us on these issues that are important to North Dakota.
Again, that was North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong. The American Farm Bureau Federation is asking Congress to quickly pass the USMCA agreement following a deal that was reached between the White House and Democrats. Dave Salmonson, AFBF Senior Congressional Relations Director, says the announcement paves the way towards approval.
Talks between those two sides have been going on for several months. But they came down to it, made agreement primarily on some additional enforcement provisions that seemed to be enough to wrap it up. And now we can move forward the agreement, and Congress can soon, and we hope very soon, look at this, and we hope to get it passed.
Salmonson is hopeful the vote will take place next week.
I think there is a great desire to have this passed in both houses by the time Congress adjourns this session on December 20th. But now that there's an agreement, it's up to the administration to send to Congress the draft of an implementing bill.
While implementing legislation must go through procedural hurdles, Salmonson says it's possible to reach the finish line by next week.
It is procedurally possible. These things can take time or they can be done very quickly. But it seems to be that all sides, we've heard positive, of course, from the House Democrats, the Speaker's office, the House Republicans have said they support it. Of course, the White House has signed off on it. So it seems to me it can move ahead, barring anything unforeseen, and they can move to a vote, hopefully by the middle and end of next week.
And again, the one hurdle that we heard yesterday in all the talk about the USMCA is the Senate most likely will be handling the impeachment trial before they would take up the USMCA. That was according to Mitch McConnell. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.